So for the next talk, let me introduce Viktor Lyuboslavsky with a talk about an endpoint telemetry blueprint for security teams.
All right. Thank you. Welcome to my talk on endpoint telemetry. Like mentioned, my name is Viktor Lyuboslavsky. I've been in tech for over 25 years, and I'm currently a principal software engineer at Fleet Device Management. I'm also the tech lead for our security and compliance product team. At Fleet, we make endpoint telemetry for corporate security teams and device management for corporate IT teams. So I need to start with a confession. Until recently, I wasn't a security person. I'm a software engineer. I like building things. And for a long time, security felt intimidating. It felt complex, hard to test, and constantly in the way of getting real work done. And every time I tried to learn it, someone tried to sell me something. I just want life to be simple. I want to write code, I want to ship features, and I want to understand the systems I'm responsible for without dragging around a pile of security baggage I can't fully grasp. So when I became the tech lead for a security product team, I realized something revealing. If security feels like this to me, it probably feels like this to a lot of engineers. So the question for me wasn't how to add more security, it was how to make security something engineers can actually inspect and understand. One of the core problems in endpoint security today is a mismatch between responsibility and ownership. Engineering and security teams are responsible for incidents. They're the ones on call, they're the ones doing postmortems, but they don't own the telemetry. They don't control what's collected, they don't control the schema, they don't control retention or replay or how detections are expressed. They're accountable for outcomes, but often dependent on black boxes for evidence. Now in open source, we're used to owning our systems end to end. If something breaks, we can inspect it. If we don't like the defaults, we can change them. If we want to experiment, we can. But in security, we've somehow accepted the opposite. So when we talk about endpoint telemetry, we're talking about what machines already know about themselves. Machines such as laptops, servers, point-of-sale terminals at the store, and many others. Endpoints generate some of the richest signals we have: processes, files, network connections, startup behavior, etc. And yet teams often only see a filtered summary of the activity. Oops. The raw data exists, the endpoints know it, but the engineers responsible for security don't control that data, what's collected, how it's represented, or how long it's kept. That mismatch changes when endpoints are treated as systems we can interrogate, not opaque components controlled by a vendor. And once you do that, you need a way to manage those questions at scale, safely, consistently, and transparently. So let's take a look at what endpoint telemetry looks like when ownership is put back in the hands of the security team that's responsible for it. If you're responsible for security telemetry, you're really responsible for a system. And just like any system, it's easier to reason about when responsibilities are clearly separated. The goal of this blueprint is simple. Make each concern independent enough so you can change it without breaking everything else. Each layer should be swappable without collapsing the system. So everything in the system starts at the endpoint. They're not a layer on their own, they're the execution service for everything that follows. From there, endpoint telemetry breaks into four concerns. The first layer is control. This is about intent. What questions are we asking endpoints, and how do we change those questions safely and consistently? The second layer is ingestion, streaming, and storage. Once data leaves the endpoint, this layer is responsible for moving and retaining the data reliably. The third layer is detection. This is where we decide what matters, turning raw events into signals. And the final layer is correlation, intelligence, and response. This is where humans and automation investigate, visualize, and act. Each layer has a responsibility, and the goal is that you can change one layer without breaking the rest. The real value here isn't the layers themselves, it's the boundaries between them. Each layer has a clear contract. It defines what it consumes, what it produces, and just as importantly, what it does not care about. For example, the ingestion layer doesn't need to know which detections exist. Its job is to move the data reliably. It shouldn't change when detection logic changes. And the detection layer doesn't care how data was transported. It shouldn't need to know whether the events came from a buffer, a stream, or a file. When those boundaries are respected, each layer can evolve independently. That's what gives you the flexibility without chaos. This is a very open source way of building systems. Clear interfaces, explicit responsibilities, no hidden coupling. This is how we restore ownership. When responsibilities are clear and boundaries are explicit, team can own their telemetry end to end without needing to own every implementation detail. Now let's walk through these layers one by one, starting at the endpoint agents. For the endpoint agent, we're using OS Query. OS Query is an open source project that's been around for over a decade and is part of the Linux Foundation. It runs a lightweight agent on laptops and servers across macOS, Linux, and Windows platforms. At a high level, OS Query lets you interrogate endpoints using structured questions. OS Query makes endpoint data accessible without forcing you to write custom programs. You don't need different commands, formats, or OS-specific knowledge to answer basic questions. System state is expressed through a single SQL interface using concepts like tables and schemas engineers already know about. If you can write a basic query, you can start asking meaningful questions about endpoints. That lowers the barrier without dumbing anything down. What makes this model work is that everything shows up in the same shape. Data from files, operating system APIs, system services, and event sources is normalized. Because the data is structured and consistent, you can combine it. That's what turns endpoint telemetry from scattered signals into something you can actually explain to other people. So this is a real OS Query query. At a high level, this is asking a simple question. Show me SSH processes that are listening on a non-standard port. The key point isn't the syntax, it's what it represents. Process information and network information already normalized so they can be combined directly. OS Query has around 300 tables in the core project alone. They cover things like processes, users, startup behavior, files, network connections, packages, hardware, and system configuration. And the model is extensible. People create their own tables and expose application-specific or custom system data. That's what makes OS Query a foundation you can build on, not a fixed set of signals. So in this blueprint, OS Query is an agent that sends its data to the control layer. It focuses on observation. OS Query doesn't dictate how data is moved, stored, or analyzed. It just makes high-fidelity endpoint data available. We choose OS Query because it aligns with open source values. It's transparent, it's inspectable, its schemas are open. If something doesn't behave the way you expect, you can see why and change how you use it. That gives teams real ownership over their telemetry. Now, there are other ways to collect data from endpoints without a unified agent model. Some teams rely on scripts and scheduled commands. Others use log shippers like FluentBit or FileBeat. And at the lowest level, platforms expose system-specific APIs. Now, all of these approaches can work. They just shift the complexity onto the team. OS Query sits above all of this. It integrates these data sources and exposes a consistent, queryable view of system state across platforms using one interface. So OS Query answers one important question. How do we observe endpoints in a way engineers can understand and trust? The next question is just as important. How do we manage that safely and consistently at scale? That's where a control layer comes in. The control layer is about intent. Once endpoints are observable, the next problem is coordination. What questions should endpoints answer? When should they answer them? And how do we change that safely across thousands of machines? The control layer turns endpoints into high-fidelity queryable sensors without treating each endpoint as a snowflake. The control layer is responsible for three things. First, central configuration. Queries, schedules, and settings are defined once and applied consistently. Second, live interaction. During an incident, you can ask unique questions and get answers immediately. And third, consistency. The same questions, the same schemas across all operating systems. This is what turns endpoint telemetry from an ad hoc collection into a system you can rely on. So in this blueprint, Fleet plays the role of the control plane. Fleet is primarily MIT licensed open source. The repo also maintains a small set of advanced features in a clearly separated directory under a different license, but everything we cover here is free and MIT licensed. Fleet was built to manage OS query at scale. It works with standard vanilla OS query. Fleet also provides its own agent that wraps OS query. That agent handles lifecycle management and adds capabilities like additional tables, software installs, and running scripts on endpoints. Fleet manages configuration, schedules queries, and enables safe live queries at scale, all while keeping control separate from ingestion, detection, and response. This is a screenshot of the top-level dashboard of the Fleet UI. Without a control layer like this, endpoint telemetry tends to drift. Different machines run different queries, configurations diverge, incident response becomes guesswork. With the control layer, intent is explicit. You can see what's being asked of endpoints, why it's being asked, change it deliberately, and see the activity audit of who changed what. And all of this can be managed through GitOps with configuration stored in version control. That's critical when security teams are accountable for outcomes. There are other ways to manage endpoint agents. Some teams use platforms like Wazoo, which combine control collection and detection into a single system. That can work well for small fleets, but it tightly couples concerns. In this blueprint, we're intentionally keeping control focused on coordination, so the rest of the system stays swappable. Evented OS query tables give you near real-time signals, but only if you don't drop them. That means the control layer has to work hand-in-hand with reliable ingestion and buffering. Control defines intent, the next layer makes sure nothing gets lost. So once endpoints answer questions, the data has to leave the endpoint safely. In this blueprint, endpoints